An inventor of artistic schemes, she reads people like music, wonders about alternate universes and what it would be like to sing a song in a black hole if anyone would hear her voice tremble of a knot in her throat. She complains about misused sounds. If you can hear the silence between the noise, then you are a reader. Sentences rise within the body, and we are all prone to uncontrollable dancing. The idiots are void of emotional connection or, for lack of better words, a rhythm. Sometimes she has trouble falling to sleep and so stays up with the walls as they peel into darkness. Makes shadow puppets rehearse at all hours of the night, moonlight theatrics. She wears purple because the color reminds her of all things full of feeling, like lavender shaking loose in a field, or the eyelids of Billie Holiday shimmering beneath stage lights in a jazz club, the deep violet of boiled blueberries bleeding on the stovetop, her favorite chakra. It's a humble color, she thinks. Reminds her of revolution and sucked-on flesh, witches, candles, battlefields, quartz crystals, and decorated dolls. Her grandmother wore it well. She is a winding dirt road studded a field of dandelions and aged rocking chair women pressing their honey feet into the back of the earth. Here's to her notebooks and sketch pads, her humming when no one's looking, her favorite tire swing, the first boy she kissed when no one was looking. Why doesn't anyone ever talk about the last kiss or the last love or the last? What happens when no one's looking? Here's to her country and its neglect, another lonely night in the emergency room without insurance, a mother to call, a father to confess to, not another jail cell to love someone in, another bill to pay, another check to write, another shot of whiskey to chug, another pill to take. Here's to being brown, beautiful, and numb. Bring on the memories. She is sitting, it's 3 a.m. and the winter won't let loose of her shoulders, and she walks out the cab to meet you in a restaurant on the corner of a street that used to be infested with geniuses who ran away from home or self or both. And she sits at a table, surveys the menu for your eyes or your laughter, the memory of your father and a dimple you once gave her for safekeeping before you knew you were falling in love with an inventor of artistic schemes who reads people like music, fucks like metaphor, didn't see her coming, ocean like past live pirates, didn't see her coming until she went, until she came and went to a cafe in Paris, sent you a postcard from Gare du Nord, became a foreign country, a new language for you to tingle your tongue with. This is for the people who know what it's like to be transformed and utterly awakened by a counterpart. A person that makes you laugh at all your insecurities, wonder about alternate realities, excites the storyteller in you, someone human and flawed, perfectly imperfect. This is to believing in someone more than you believe in yourself. Here's to thinking about an us that feels like forever and better days to come. She is prepared to ruin the world with goodness. In the future, the only bloodbath we will witness is the very first cry out between a woman's legs.